This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good Tuesday morning to you boys.
Sounds like it's been a busy one already. I know you anticipated this. Steven essentially said the same thing yesterday, but DeMarcus Lawrence officially put on injured reserve. I can't imagine any surprises with that.
No, absolutely not. When you hear Liz Frank and 4 to 8 weeks, then, you know, there's a good chance that that definitely was going to happen, seeing the minimum you have to serve on injured reserve when you're going to return is 4 weeks. So, yeah, absolutely. And now they got an open roster spot, and we'll see what they do with it. It sounded like they were going to bring in some guys for workouts. And go from there. You know, they don't have to elevate Lawson right away. He still has one more elevation from the practice squad, so they can kind of hold that spot. If they see somebody that they want to poach off somebody else's practice squad, because when you do that, you got to guarantee the guy 3 game checks at the minimum. So they, if you poach somebody, they got to immediately go on your 53.
Is that where KJ Henry would step in? Because the buzz this morning from multiple places is that the Cowboys are going to poach him off of the Bengals practice squad and have offered him a 2-year deal. So would that take up that spot if that is indeed
confirmed?
Yeah,
I would imagine, because they only have one spot. So that's where that's where that one would go. And at this point, I think they're still hopeful that Micah Parsons might not need all 4 weeks to miss if they put him on injured reserve. It sounds like, or just looking at things, that maybe he gets back after 3 weeks. You got 2 games and a bye, and maybe get back in time for the San Francisco game.
Mickey, the question will continue to be asked until anything happens. And I'm just kind of curious on how you felt Rico Dowdle ran. And then Sean followed up with Jerry this morning and said, what is holding Dalvin Cook back from being on the roster? Your thoughts on that whole situation?
Well, I'm if he can block, then get him on there.
Mm.
I watch these other games and I see, you know, holes 2-3 yards wide. And I don't see that in for the majority of the Cowboys, you know, run blocking. It to me, it just hasn't been very good. I think if Rico Dowdle saw the holes, that some of the holes I saw in the 2 games last night, he can gain those yards too. But they haven't done a good job run blocking. And
Is that across the whole line then?
Yes, I think so. It's not just the rookies. I think it's as a group. They just haven't kind of meld together run blocking, and it's got to be better. But again, what did he do last year for the Jets?
Oh, yeah, not much.
Now, I wonder why. I haven't got a good answer to they didn't need a running back of, his supposed quality. And I've said this before, Kansas City needed a running back. They could have poached him off the Cowboys practice squad, but they took somebody off his couch, Kareem Hunt. And he played a week later, by the way.
And had 9 fantasy points.
So, I don't know. I don't know. They haven't said anything poorly about him.
Yeah, that's kind of. Right? I guess that's where the kind of disconnect is.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that anyway, right?
You would think not.
No,
yeah.
No.
I mean, because he hasn't really had a chance, and I'm not sure how much he's actually practiced with the team. I mean, he's here. He's on the practice squad. But again, if he could be a lead blocker to open holes, get him out there. But for some reason, they seem hesitant about activating him to play. Now, maybe they're being very careful to say, well, maybe down the road we need his 3 activations and not immediately put him on the 53-man roster. And, if you do that, you're probably cutting a running back.
Have you had the opportunity to talk with Brandon Aubrey about how he could possibly miss a kick? Because
why aren't you perfect?
It is, like, it's truly astonishing. And it is, I don't know if you feel this way, Mickey, it's also kind of worrying that he continues to be in positions where we're so far from the end zone, even the red zone, that he has to kick these ridiculous kicks. I'm glad he can do it, but in addition to that, how concerning is it the Cowboys consistently find themselves a good bit out of the red zone?
We're all kind of worried about, and for good reason, about the defense, right? With the fact that they lose 2 of their starting defensive ends. But to me, the worry is, well, how do you compensate? Well, you score points, and they're not doing it.
Yeah.
The offense is struggling. Now, even Dak said it after the game. He said, we got to quit putting so much pressure on him to be perfect. We got to score touchdowns. And they're not doing it. They're averaging right now 24.3 points a game. That's 11th in the league. Last year, when they finished, they were number 1 at 29.9. So it's 5 points less a game so far. And I know it's only 4 games. But give me 5 more points, and I probably can show you 1 more win, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, and so their 24.3 is 11th in the league. They're 15th in third down conversions, and that was a topic of conversation with the coaches yesterday, that has to be better. From an offensive standpoint, they were top 5 last year when they finished. Now they're 13th. So to me, that's what's got to improve. If your defense is going to struggle, then, well, score some points. That doesn't mean the offense has to struggle. And they're kicking way too many field goals. And I was glad to hear Dak say that. He goes, and not only are we relying on them too much, but it's almost to the point of being unreasonable that he's got to kick all these 50-yard field goals to save our butts because we're not moving the ball. So to me, and I don't care if they're on the road, I don't care if it's Pittsburgh, they got beat. They gave up 27 points, and it was an old man off a rocking chair playing quarterback for Indy, right?
Yep.
So go out there and score some points, score touchdowns, too many field goals.
All right, Mickey, I asked you to bring us 1 positive story today.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you complete your assignment? Do you have something positive for us?
I have a good feeling, and now no one's told me this, but a good feeling that Kalen Carson should be ready to get back for this game.
Okay.
That's positive.
That makes you feel good.
I know. That's, look, if you look at the depth of the cornerback situation right now, that absolutely makes me feel positive. So,
and then the other thing is that, you know, Amani Oruwariye, you know, played decently.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Off the practice squad. And I would imagine that, you know, he'll probably be active again, I would think. So I thought that. That was a bright spot in the game, and not, you know, it had nothing to do with the interception. I mean, that was like a bonus at the end. But the fact that he broke up a couple passes and had a couple tackles, and he actually covered guys without falling down, I thought that was a positive.
Always a positive. All right. Thank you very much for completing the assignment.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Good, sir.
I'll see what I can do tomorrow.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. Now, we also like to ask this question on Tuesday. Hopefully there's no score adjustments waiting to haunt you, but nobody cares about your fantasy football team.
Nobody.
But today we do. Think about it. It's the same thing when you lose in gambling or at cards. If you're talking to someone, they're just waiting for your story to end so they can tell their own story.
That's a fact.
I think it's the same thing with fantasy football.
You're totally right, Kevin. Let me tell you a story about my fantasy team real quick.
From the 806, I want to know more about this. I'm 4-0 in fantasy, and my best player has been Fred Warner. Yep, really. Man, that defense must be crushing for you.
I got a question for people out there, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm being offered Lamar Jackson and Jawan Jeffries. Or I'm sorry, Lamar Jackson and Zach Moss for Bijan Robinson and Jawan Jeffries.
Not Juwan Jennings.
Jeffries. Where the hell did I get that from?
I was like, otherwise.
That's how little I care about that player.
I think you should do that. I like the first trade.
And then the other one is A-Chain for Lamar Jackson. Which one should I stick with? Because I feel like A-Chain needs Mostert to be at his best. And Bijan has a hamstring, and I don't know if it's that serious that's going to plague him. I don't know exactly how to do this. Y'all tell me, 877-881-1105.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Thanks.
Nobody knows the number.
You should all know the number from the 720. The best guy in our league just lost to a guy who quit in week one.
What?
And is missing a quarterback, running back, and tight end. He lost 91-90. Whoa, man. Alec is embarrassed for that person as well.
That's rough.
From the 469, I'm 0-4. I have the third highest points, most points in the league. In three of four losses, I was a top three scorer in the league. Damn.
Dang, man.
That hurts.
This is my worst down year, Kevin. This
is
the most down. Both my teams right now are 1-3. Both of them. I've never been in. Usually
did
I start
to
off
Alec?
Slow.
Is
anyway.
That why he laughed at you?
Did I lose to you?
No, you're just in the league, so I have to laugh at it.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm also laughing because I just realized that I beat Jared Sanor by half a point.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, man.
Not because it's Jared. I mean, that helps.
Yeah, that does help.
Not because it's Jared.
Thank you, David Montgomery, and that Beastquake run.
Okay, and somebody said they lost on the Tony Pollard touchdown.
Brutal.
And that you always hate to see it when it's just one play. You're like, if not for that play, I was going to win.
That one moment right
Unless you had Tony Pollard, and then you're like, hey, that's totally fine with me. I really appreciate it. All right, I was going to throw this out there as well. By the way, for people that are asking... Dalvin Cook tweeted this morning, yes, I understand that. When Jerry was on with Sean, RJ, Bobby, Peyton, and sometimes Carter, he said he does not anticipate Dalvin Cook playing this weekend.
Yeah, man.
So there you go.
That's confusing.
From the 817, scored 170 points this week. Nobody believed in Nico Collins, but he is that guy.
Nico Collins can play, dude, and C.J. Stroud is looking for him. And I think things are only going to get easier for that bunch right there, too.
From the 817, last week I lost two games by less than a point, but I won both this week, and I won one of them by 0.7 points.
Gosh.
I was S-ing a brick hoping DK Metcalf did not get the ball, and I jumped off the couch when Geno threw the interception. Man.
I was slated, Kevin, to beat Will Chambers by a good 15, 20 points.
Oh, no.
And then Kenneth Walker showed up last night and scored 30-something for him.
After winning the dunk competition, he was fired up.
That's Kenny Skywalker, not Kenneth Walker the third? I couldn't remember if it was the third or fourth.
Would that be his grandson, or or was it Kenny Walker Jr.?
I think it might just be him. You know, I think they're all the same. All the Kenneths, all the Walkers.
I wonder if Kenny Skywalker is Kenneth.
What's that?
I don't know.
What did you say?
Kenny Skywalker
is Kenneth.
Is his full name Kenneth? Is like Kenny the Jet
are
Smith?
All Kennys
are Kenneths.
You
right?
don't know that.
Cal is only Cal.
No. Before you call it to the fan text,
what?
I have a niece. Her name, okay.
All right, that's awesome, Kevin. Name, what
shut
a brag.
Up. Shut up.
Gosh,
her name
you're
is,
in the 1% club.
Her name is Becca. It's not short for anything.
I thought
that's
it was a niece.
Just her name.
You said it was a niece.
No. What? Her name is not a niece. All right, I have
Hold on. Oh, okay, that's great. Niece. Good for you. Mike, is your name Michael?
Yes.
Boom. Done.
I think all Mikes are Michael.
But you said all. I just showed you.
Yeah. All Mikes are Michaels. All Alex are Alexanders.
But my son's name is Cal, but it's Cal. It's just C-A-L.
Oh, from Mike Retort. Boom. With his own kid.
Whose team are you on?
Yeah. Mike, what are you doing here?
Kenny.
Why are you trying to divide us?
Often.
You're probably right for most of them, but I'm not going to say every Kenny in the world, none of them are actually named Kenny. They're all named Kenneth.
All Jeffs are Jeffries.
I don't think that either.
Take that, Alshon.
Fact.
I mean, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's his middle
Jeffries
name.
That I was thinking. Jawan Alshon
Mike Jeff Jordan. Mike Jeff Jordan sounds like a person who would try to go after a president.
I'm sorry, Mike. You made a weird point, and then from the 214, somebody said, I'm done with them hoes. And I wanted to know, does that mean, like, fantasy football? Is that the Cowboys? Is that us? Is that people who shorten their names? I have questions, but yes.
I bet Kenny G is Kenneth G. I bet, I almost guarantee it.
Okay. I'll look it up in the break.
Okay.
I'm going to look up all the Kennys.
What about Kenny Lofton? Was he Kenneth Lofton?
Okay.
What was your name to Kenneth Lofton?
I called him Kenny.
What did he call you?
I think Steve.
They're like, hey, Mike, he's talking to you. That's a true story. Kenny Lofton goes, hey, Steve. And nobody answered.
Man, Steve's in a lot of trouble.
Mike's teammates are like, hey, Mike, we're pretty sure.
Yeah, he's in a park near.
Yeah, Kenneth Bruce Gorelick.
It's Kenneth Lofton, full name, Kenneth Lofton.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying that's not the majority. I just don't think you can say every person.
Kenny G is Kenneth Bruce Gorelick. So there you go. I think even his G name is different.
Would he have been as popular if they were like, the new album from Kenneth Borelick or Gorelick instead of Kenny G.
Kenny Rogers, former Ranger. Kenneth Scott Rogers.
There has got to be a Kenny who is a Kenny.
Prove me wrong.
We're trying to prove you wrong.
Kenneth Loggins.
That sounds too fancy. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Help us out with this name, people. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
Kenneth Clark Loggins. Thank you very much.
Son of a gun.
I have to change the question of the day to your favorite Kennys, but that's coming up next, and a cause I want to share with you guys coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I've struggled to come up with an answer. Kenny Rogers and Ken Griffey Jr. both have Kenneths.
What about Ken Griffey Sr.?
In there, yep. I would assume.
He wouldn't be a junior.
Yeah, that's
it would
right.
Be a different name.
Now, it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Before we get to any of the festivities at Travis NFL Draft on Twitter, I did not talk mess about Jared Sanor. You're in his replies trying to start beef. I'm not here for it. I did not deserve to win that game because Anthony Richardson got injured for one Jared Sanor, and he got him a whole 4 points. And there is no way I should have 3 wins right now. My team has not been that good. But, hey, wins are wins. What did Kyle Yeomans say last week? That John Madden quote, I'd rather have an ugly win than a beautiful loss.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
Ugly loss than a beautiful win.
No, I don't know about that.
Definitely not that.
Yeah, it was the other way around.
Yeah, I definitely want to win these games.
Losing.
Yeah, this is true. And it's also time for AM on the FM. We got the question of the day coming up here in just a second. And then the greatness of John Kruk. We're going to hear from him here in just a few minutes. But 877-881-1053, that is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to get involved in the conversation. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. The question of the day is going to be based off of a story that I teased to y'all during the commercial break. Safe for work version, what is your biggest date fail that you've experienced?
All right, I got it.
That was quick. I'm concerned how quickly you thought of that.
When I was kind of in, it was the first time I'd been in fantastic shape, all right, early 20s, and I was looking really good, feeling confident. Mm. The ladies were coming and going at this point, all right?
Mm.
Took a girl out on a date. We had a great lunch. I think we may have gone and seen a movie. And then when we got back to her house, I walked her up to the door and they're showing up and then leaving. You know, it was in the restaurant business. I took her to her door and she said, hey, give me a call sometime. And I went, if I think you're worth it, and turned around and walked off.
What the hell? Why?
And immediately, I don't know. I have no clue. I think it was because I was in that. I don't know. And I said that.
Going.
I said, if I think you're worth it. I got in my car and I started it and I drove off and I was like, what the hell did I just do? She did not talk to me anymore after that.
Okay, Alec, I have a clear.
And she told her friend, she was like, what an a-hole that guy is.
I need clarification. Does it have to be an error that I did, like Corey, or can it just be something that happened on the date and you're like, what the hell?
It can be anything. Any All kind right. of failure. I don't care who committed it. I just want it to be an awful story.
I'm still friends with the person who set me up on this date this day. I talked to her almost immediately and was like, what the hell? I went to lunch with somebody. This is many years ago. First date. It was fine. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And it was fine. And you're like, okay, maybe second date, see if we can, you know, get a little bit more like of that flow going and everything. And then like in the last, I don't know, 15 minutes, she talked about how she liked to perform spells and do witchcraft. And I was not prepared for that at all. And so we had the same mutual friend, and our mutual friend was like, yes, she said you seemed a little thrown off by that. And I was like, yeah, I was. Don't you think that's fair? And she goes, because when I called her, the first thing she goes, I swear I had no idea, because like, we're just having a normal thing. And she goes, yeah. And I like to do witchcraft and put spells on people. And I was what the hell? We did not go out again.
See, with my generation, it wasn't like witchcraft and spells. It was astrology and crystals.
Okay.
Those were the big things growing up, and it's great because I'm finally like, I love that TikTok and Twitter, their algorithms are so good because I can like some jokes about stuff. And I saw a meme that came up on TikTok the other day. It was like, whenever you finally find the one and she's messing with those crystals, it's like, you know what? Maybe they can talk. Maybe they are speaking to me now. And I've related a couple of times, but I bring this up, and we're going to get to the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, because there's a couple good ones here in just a second. I bring this up because I have a bit of a situation that's kind of still, I want to say boiling over, but it's still getting resolved, because I was in a bit of a situation earlier this year, right? And this is said person that
the fanbull. Yeah, we all know.
No, not that. Okay. This is pre-fanbull. This is Friday Night SmackDown era. Back in what, February?
Yeah.
And also in February was the Super Bowl. That's important for this context here in just a second. But I had gotten us tickets to see an R&B artist by the name of Party Next Door. And yep. He did Southside Ballroom. Awesome show. We ended up, like, things fell apart. Cool, that happens. And she was like, go ahead and find someone else to go to the concert with, one of your buddies or something. I just don't want to go, period. I'm busy that day now. So I was like, okay, because like, we were still cool. She was like, I just don't want to go. I end up going to the concert with my buddy Aaron and someone else that I will not disclose. And we ran into her at the concert.
Oh,
she yep. still went.
Oh no.
And yeah, that was awkward. I had to double up on the beverages that night, but still had a great time, great show. And the reason I bring up the Super Bowl, this is important. We were watching the Super Bowl together, and we saw the Usher halftime show. And so I thought, hey, this would be a great Valentine's gift. I'm gonna get Usher tickets. And he's playing the AAC this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have two tickets that I have no idea what to do with. Either so, yeah, exactly. So there's a lot more that's going on there now that I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to this show. So,
holy cow.
I've got these tickets in my back pocket that maybe I'll just find someone who really likes them and I'll just give them to a friend or something.
Alec, since you said you needed to double up on adult beverages, what do you think about this text? It takes a pretty hard turn. When the 817, I went on a Tinder first date, and this girl kept talking about how she had diabetes for like 2 hours. It was awful, and I just started drinking. Man, she's like telling you about her life and what she's had to overcome, and you're like, oh my God, that's too much.
I will say the trauma dumps are always interesting on the first date. We were just like, I'm trying to get to know you. That's cool and everything. But it's like, we've been talking about, like, you know, father issues for half an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I got the picture painted there. I don't really know. But let's see. I did see someone from the 817 say that said date that they found off of a dating app had 3 children that they did not disclose in the conversations leading up.
That's weird.
That's always a fun one where you're like, for me, I don't do the dating app thing. It's just like, maybe I'll catch up with somebody from high school. And it's like, oh, okay, there's some momentum going here. And then I see like an Instagram post of 2 little kids running around. I'm like, are those yours? And yeah, that happens. And, you know, I'm 23.
You don't want kids, is what you're saying?
You know.
Not his kids?
Radio is a job that will make you feel like $1 million, but it won't give you $1 million.
Oh,
I don't think.
Kids are expensive.
Yeah,
as hell.
I don't think I have the bank account for a child or, you know, three in some situations right now. I don't think that's good.
Did you have any bad dates? I know you don't have the most extensive dating history, but do you have a date story you want to share?
I can remember the first time I took Sue out for sushi. I've never had tried sushi before. This is the weirdest place to try it, but it was great. It was when I was in Arizona Fall League, you know, the vast ocean of Arizona. But it was
freshest fish.
So I'm like, hey, you got to try this. Let's go out and we'll try sushi. And she's like, all right, I'll try it. Well, she to this day is not good with chopsticks.
Okay.
But I didn't know this is. And maybe it wasn't her first time with sushi. Maybe it was like, there's like a couple pieces left. And I grab one of the last rolls. Usually when I go out, we have rolls. And it was still nice and compact. And I dipped it in the soy sauce and ate it. And she was furious. And I didn't know. And to this point, I still will still make fun of each other at the end of like the last piece of sushi. The other one wasn't rolled as tight. It might have been like an end piece. And she didn't want to try to pick that sushi roll up with the chopsticks. And so she really got mad at me for eating the second to last piece of sushi that was still like tightly rolled, instead of eating the one that was a little bit tougher to pick up. So I will always remember going home from that date going, I can't believe I'm in trouble for eating that piece of sushi over the one that wasn't as tightly rolled. And I had no clue that that was going to upset you.
Alec from the 469, this person dated a girl who claimed she had recently got out of a relationship. He drove to Burleson to pick her up. And then the first time he met her, once she got in the car, she was like, well, I didn't actually break up with the boyfriend, and then called him from the car.
Oh my gosh. I hate those situations, man.
And you're like,
you're welcome to stay at your home tonight.
Yeah.
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 I did also had a date in high school that I didn't realize this. At dinner, I guess I got a piece of black pepper stuck in my tooth.
Oh.
And then in the middle of the movie, there was a scary moment and I was biting my thumbnail. And when the jump scare happened, I went like this. I went like my thumb went up and scraped the whole gum, like just torched. And it starts bleeding. And the girl told Adrian this, because Adrian later on was like, did you know that on this date this happened? She was like, the piece of black pepper just stuck in his tooth the whole time. Just, I couldn't. And I was like, look, I couldn't control. You could have said something. Like Kevin, when he has all that black stuff on his face every day. Well, the other day I was like, Kevin, do you want us to tell you about the black stuff on your face?
Just for the record, it's from the headphones.
Yeah.
I'm not like going Jimmy Kimmel or anything like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about.
Didn't he used to like to party and put on blackface and stuff like that?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's tight with the Diddy.
Oh,
hey, how many of Adrian's friends did you date?
I mean, we went to high school together, so probably a few of them.
Happens. But you said that
it was one date, you know? So it's not like
when they were coming and going.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be fun to replay on Friday. And real quick, I'm going to push this John Crux sound to Thursday because it's amazing. You guys need to hear it. But I did want to share this for the Tolos. If you're thinking about getting any Cowboys gear or NFL gear in specific for any team, that. And I encourage you to get some of the Crucial Catch gear because, one, it is awesome. The designs are awesome every year. Two, I just picked up the new hoodie for this year. It is super soft. It is awesome. It's better than last year's. Last year sucked, if we're being honest. But I got the Cowboys version. It's really important to me because I lost my mom a few years ago to cancer. And this is a partnership with the American Cancer Society. And they donate portions of the proceeds to the Crucial Catch Foundation, which they spotlight survivors of cancer during month of October. They'll bring them onto the field during the games. If you're in house, you'll see some really cool tributes and whatnot. But not only that, off the field, they are doing incredible work to help people who are currently struggling with battles with cancer and their families. So if you do think about getting NFL gear anytime soon, please consider getting some of that Rainbow Crucial Catch gear that you see at the front of the store, at the front of the pro shop. It's really cool. It's great quality. Fanatics did a great job this time around. I'm not going to bash them, but it would mean a lot to me if you considered that instead of some of the regular basic stuff.
Excellent edition of AM on the FM. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. We got double Monday Night Football. Plus, let's talk some more about the Vikings next on the Fan.
Earmarked that. Here is a completion to Jameson Williams. He is gone. Touchdown, Lions.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Remember, gridiron gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. All right, we got double Monday Night Football yesterday. Did you watch either of the games? Did you try to watch one of them and realize how terrible it was? So you immediately bailed and waited for the other one.
Are you suggesting that you were in my house and saw me say that, Kevin, and say, this is the worst I've seen since the Cowboys game last week, and then change the channel?
Dude, that Titans-Dolphins game was freaking brutal.
Awful. And so, the other game was a lot more fun. A lot more fun. I still do like the idea and concept of it. I do kind of wish we'd go even start a little earlier with the first game, like maybe 5:30. I know that's a little weird for some people, but I think I would like it to go even earlier than 6:30 start that it is.
Or Tony, six. Tony, I thought it was like 6:20 or something weird.
Close enough.
Tony Pollard, actually, you know what? Go ahead and give me cut number 2.
They gave him big holes.
I guess so. I'm going to play. I want you to think about this while this run is taking place. I want you to think about the fact that this Tony Pollard run right here is about equivalent to all of the Cowboys' double digit runs combined this season.
Playing fullback, and they hand it off to Pollard. He's trying to bounce it to the edge. Pollard going for the pylon, diving, signal. Touchdown!
What a wave.
Tennessee!
A wave of emotion.
Tony Pollard broke off a 41-yard run. He scored that touchdown, but the 41-yard run is about equivalent to all four, I believe, of the Cowboys' double-digit runs this season. And I think the season high is 12 or 13.
Great.
So
that's awesome, right there, Kevin.
We're doing great.
So what was it? Why wasn't he that good last year?
I mean, he did get 1,000 yards last year and the year before that, just barely.
Cowboys weren't opening holes for him, I guess.
The holes. It's all about the holes.
Yeah, look, we don't have to agree on everything, but I sometimes think perhaps Mickey gives too much blame to the offensive line. All right, let's go.
Wow.
Tomorrow, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. What?
Is that
Kevin and Mickey?
I said I disagree.
Kenneth, I think.
Yeah, I still can't find somebody who's just named Kenny. They have to exist.
What's your weapon of choice? A joust? What are you taking in there?
I always think a mace.
Mace
would be fun. The spike ball that you swing around.
Mickey's bringing an alligator death roll.
If you, I mean, I figure most people are probably in that boat right about now. If you had to be in that sort of situation. Preferably, I'd stay away from it. But if it had to be.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
All right, I don't think that's going to happen. Let's talk about the more fun Monday Night Football game.
There could only be one.
The Seattle Seahawks had 38 first downs and lost. That is the most first downs in a loss in NFL history.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
There were a lot of plays last night too. There was a lot of offense last night. Just look at how well Detroit ran the ball against Seattle last night.
That's true. By the way, those 38 first downs, also the most in an NFL game in like a decade.
Wow.
Just for any team. And they ended up losing. To go along with that, Jared Goff has a perfect game. sets an NFL record, kind of, by going 18 for 18. So that's the most passes ever in an NFL game without an incompletion. However, it won't be recognized by some rule, some record books, because usually
it'll be 20.
It has to be at least 20 attempts, which led to the genius quote from Dan Campbell after the game when somebody brought it up to him, and he goes, "I did not realize that. I feel bad that I gave the game ball to somebody else."
Oh, no.
I'm not saying there has that you can only.
Your quarterback who catches a touchdown.
Yeah, he didn't say. He just said somebody different. I'm sure it's come out since then.
I'll look it up.
Okay, but you were in the middle of saying something else.
He had a touchdown catch. That should count as two completions.
That is true. That was pretty neat. By the way, Mike McDaniel, after his really tough loss, said there will be offensive changes. You can add him to the list of Doug Peterson, and I feel like at least two other coaches that we've heard from that are like, we're going to change things up because our team is no good.
So he didn't say at least we're not the Jaguars?
He did not. I don't know if he thought it or not, but he did not say at least we're not the Jaguars.
How did I choose the most disappointing quarterback in the last decade to follow?
Kevin, I have the answer to your question that Mike asked.
About Kenny?
Kirby Joseph and Jamison Williams got the game balls last night.
Okay.
Jamison Williams, two catches for 80 yards, one of which was the 70-yard catch-and-run touchdown.
Jared Goff pointed out Jamison Williams strikes fear in every team.
As he said he wanted
to play. Yes.
He said he wanted to be the greatest ever this year.
He's doing it.
Until he gets hurt again.
You know.
Or suspended.
By the way, David Montgomery scored a rushing touchdown for the seventh straight game.
Big hole.
Tying Billy Sims for the most in Lions history. Think about that for a second.
Wow. Barry Sanders?
Yes.
Never did that.
No.
Well,
which,
overrated.
Okay. It's not exactly what I was getting at, but if that is your take.
What are your thoughts on Barry Sanders now?
Yeah.
He's really good.
How many touchdowns did he have? So he didn't have.
So you are saying he's overrated because most people think he's the greatest ever. And you just said he's really good. Like, puts him in like the above average category.
I would argue he's the greatest running back of all time. And if there needs to be a tiebreaker with at least one person, at least he didn't beat the crap out of women in five different decades.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Have you watched Run Barry Run?
I have not.
Dude, it's so good. At the end of it, he spends a lot of time in like Paris with his kids or something. And it's a lot of fun to watch his kids learning about how great he was, but also having that conversation about his decisions and all that. It's a lot of fun to watch.
During the Olympics?
Nope.
People go to Paris at other times.
Yeah, like Emily.
Oh.
In Paris.
Hey, just a quick heads up, a programming note. Texas Rangers general manager and president of baseball operations, Chris Young, is going to be hopping on the show in about 12 and a half minutes.
All right.
Sweet beans.
So 12:05 if you didn't want to do the math. All right. But I would help out with that.
I guess I have to come up with some questions for Kevin. I'll be back in just a little bit.
Oh, hold on. No. Stay,
you
stay
might
here.
Need to show
a couple of questions in the press conference. I don't want to re-ask those.
Okay. By the way, I know that these teams have a lot of money. I still appreciate it when it happens. The Panthers and Bucks owners combined to donate $4 million for Hurricane Helene relief. And then the Texans pledged another $1 million. So I realize they've got lots and lots of money, but I appreciate them putting that money into trying to help just those devastated areas after a really, really tough run. By the way, Kyle Shanahan confirmed what we had heard yesterday, that Christian McCaffrey has Achilles tendonitis in both of his legs. So when we were talking earlier about the word was, after seeing the specialist, he might be back in November. Shanahan confirmed, in both of his legs, that is problematic. So I really don't know what the rest of the season is going to look like for him.
Man, maybe Jordan Mason is the dude for a little while.
It's possible.
I don't know, man. Like, how badly do you need him in this season where, a lot depends for Kyle Shanahan and Lynch based on what I'm hearing about that front office being a little upset with their, I call it failures, because they haven't won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's where they are right now.
Now, we promised we would talk some about the Vikings. Sam Darnold, think about the company he's in. He's the sixth different quarterback to record at least two touchdown passes and a passer rating of 105 or better in each of his team's first four games, joining Tom Brady, who did it twice, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, who did it twice, and then the less impressive Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. But that's still, that's a really great list to be on. And then Justin Jefferson. He's the fifth player since 2000. Can't believe it's only been five. To have at least 50 receiving yards and a touchdown in each of his team's four games. He joins T.O., Randy Moss, Antonio Gates, and T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who accomplished the feat in 2007.
Man, that's a good group to be around, even T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, it feels like maybe the other three are on a different level. Wait, but what do you mean? Like, I feel like people talk more in football lore about T.O., Randy Moss, and even Antonio Gates than they do T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
I think everybody knows the commercial, though, where T.J. Houshmandzadeh's nickname got done incorrectly during the fantasy draft, and we all agree.
Give it a shot. Try to spell Houshmandzadeh.
Nope.
Mike, spell Houshmandzadeh.
H-U.
Nope.
No, keep going. H-O-U. I want to see how many errors.
H-O-U-Z.
Nope.
Done.
Easy.
Nope.
Nobody even cares.
S.
I mean, people care. He's shouted us out. He's a big fan of our show.
Yeah, he is. He is a fan. Houshmandzadeh.
Oh, man. You got the first six right. It's Manndzadeh. So I feel like down the stretch it would have been tough. But
think
you got
about this. There were no such thing as last names a couple thousand years ago. And somebody decided, you know what our last name needs to be? Houshmandzadeh.
Or Bassick.
Yeah, that's six letters. We're good. I think once you get to 10 letters, you need to shut it down.
M-A-G-E-O.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Yeah, we're good.
Right here on 105.3
The Fan. I don't even know Kevin's
last name. Oh, I kind of believe that. Coming up next.
Hagland.
That's wrong. What we all learned about the Texas Rangers in 2024, and who better to discuss that with than Texas Rangers GM Chris Young. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.